the two guys from last night, Russell and TJ, did they?
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. TJ got a stinger in the game, Jeff. Obviously was a concern, but checked out okay, came back. Russell's back was bothering him, you know, and missed some time. And we moved around a little bit, and then he felt good enough to come back. So hopefully we're okay with both of them. It looks like that way today.
What was Marshall's injury at the end of the game? Is he okay?
I think he was just tired, very wore out. I mean, he played 70-plus plays. You know, our secondary and those two guys, he and Todd, are guys that are playing a lot of plays, you know, that we're unable to rotate much for. So, but he and Todd both played very well.
It turned out almost like a summer game, didn't it?
I mean, you know, it's been that way, you know, the last 2 weeks. And I just told him we got another one coming this week, you know, where we're going. So we've had two hot games. I give Luke a lot of credit. He's got him in great shape and does a great job with him throughout the course of the week. And you know, I think it's something we kind of pride ourselves on, you know, being able to hang in there and play on days like that and be at our best at the end of the game. So, like I said, we got another one coming here.
Hey, what is it that Schofield has done between last year and this year to make him so versatile?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know if it's something Michael has done. It's just that he just continues to become a better player. I mean, he's playing against good players every week. You know, you sit there and play tackle all year long for us last year, and then now you're going inside, which is probably your more comfortable spot. And then the last 2 weeks has been pushed back outside because of injury. So I just think some guys stay in the course in this league. You know, there's a lot of guys that are good players, and Michael's a good player. And to become a great player, you got to just stay the course. And I think that's what Michael's doing right now. And obviously it's helped us with some of the adjustments he's made.
Some going that haven't been done since Ditka's Bears 30 years ago, which is a three-game winning streak with three different quarterbacks.
That's not one you want to try a whole lot, you know.
Well, does that say that maybe we've always overrated quarterbacks a little bit in a team's success, or does it say
that says we played a lot of quarterbacks in the last year and a half. That's what that says. No, that's a credit to the team, Mike. I mean, you know, you had things going on, missing players and those type of things. You know, the team staying, I don't want to use the word competitive, but the team staying successful, or the team, you know, holding itself accountable to still being successful regardless of changes around. I mean, we had a lot of changes yesterday, you know. I mean, you know, we're missing D-Ware. We got issues on the offensive line. We leave you know, Virgil sits at home and we go on the road. And so we had a lot of guys that had to adjust for us to play well. Obviously that position gets a lot of attention, but it's about the team, you know.
Do you have to adjust your offense accordingly when there's a new quarterback? Or?
Yeah, I think you're always, you know, I think you have a philosophy in what you want to do. And obviously you have a system that you teach, but you're going to go do what each guy does best, you know. So you're trying to build around them and put them in the best position you possibly can.
Now that you've had a chance to look at the film, looking at the Bengals' defense, do you get the sense that they were daring Trevor to beat them?
No, I really don't feel that way. They played us in a lot more two safeties probably than I thought when I left the field. But we were unable to run the ball, you know. And then we got caught in some third downs. We got in some situations on third down where, you know, we max protected and tried to get the ball down the field. And we caught some blitzes. So we were fortunate from that standpoint to get the ball down the field. But you know, they're good defense and very big up front and tough to handle. And the good news is we weren't able to run the ball, but we were able to protect Trevor for the most part. And so it gave us a chance to make some plays.
What were your hopes and expectations realistically for Trevor going into the game? And did he meet or exceed those?
Well, I think he just continues to get better, Les. I mean, going into the game, you know, I would like to think we can run the ball against a seven-man front. They play a lot of two deep and quarters and those type of things. But you know, we weren't able to. We struggled to. We went to a lot of different personnels, played a lot of four wides, did some things maybe a little differently than we have done, you know, with our tight end situation and stuff. So I just think we took advantage of some other playmakers. There are a lot of guys that made play. Cody came in, made a big play. You know, Benny makes a big play in the last drive. So just calling on a lot of people and, you know, we're able to protect and get the ball downfield a little bit.
That stand with Stevenson and Virgil, and do you think Stevenson will be available?
I think I would call those two guys day-to-day. Yeah, I would call those two guys day-to-day, and if anything, Virgil might be a step ahead, so we'll see.
Coach, I'm not sure if you're able to see what happened at LSU this weekend, that coaching opening. What would you think if one of your guys, like Tech Tolbert, was able to get an opportunity like that?
Oh, I think that's great. I mean, that's obviously we got a very strong staff, you know, some really good coaches and good people. Guys working a lot of many, many years for opportunities to get, you know, get opportunities like that. I know Tyke is a big Tiger fan and LSU graduate, so I think for his name to come up in a situation like that, it's exceptional. You know, he's amazing coach, great person, handles personalities extremely well, gets the most out of his players. So I think that would be an exceptional thought. You know, he's a heck of a football coach.
Gary, how do you explain being outscored by 5 points across the first three quarters but being plus 32 in the fourth quarter so far this year?
Yeah, I didn't really know that until Patrick actually mentioned that to me a while. You know, we're playing some good football at the right times. You know, at the end of games, we're, you know, finding a way to make the plays and do those type of things. You know, I don't know. That's a good thing, I guess. You know, hopefully we can be balanced in what we're doing. I just talked to the team about being a little bit better coming out of the locker room in the second half. Looked a little sluggish. You know, we ran four plays offensively. We couldn't get off the field defensively. But, yeah, we come back in the fourth quarter and play, you know, lights out. So that's a good thing. Try to get more balance throughout the course of the game.
And how impressive were those two drives in the fourth quarter that Trevor had?
Well, you know, here's what I liked about it most. Last week we had a chance to put a team away and not put our defense back on the field. With a three-point lead, we put our defense back on the field. This week we get the ball. You know, they could have possibly had to go back out there to a five-point lead. We stayed aggressive, make big plays, and we get a two-touchdown lead. So I like the way we came back from 1 week to the next, stayed aggressive, and got something done.
If you could pick one play, what would be the most impressive play you saw from Trevor yesterday?
I think one of the things Trevor's doing a really good job at is third downs, keeping our offense on the field. Last year that was a problem for us. I think that right now this year we're pretty close to 50%, which is excellent in this league. I mean, at the end of the day, that's going to be at the top. And he's doing it with his feet. I mean, he made a big third down with his feet, doing some really good things, you know, keeping us on a play, on the field, extending football plays.
In the pocket, he also seems, for a young guy, I don't know, feel pressure. Couple passes he had some pressure, but he kind
of – Yeah, he's got a sense of what's going on around him, Mike, and one of the things teaching quarterbacks it's really hard to teach is when you move to keep your eyes up. A lot of guys, when they move, first thing they do is bury their head when they start to run. Trevor moves and his eyes stay up, makes people play defense. You know, guys can move around. So I think that's something that's natural to him. And I think, you know, gives us a chance to make plays off schedule.
How did Phillips and Heuermann look at tight end?
They did good. I think John played about 25, 26 plays. Jeff played another 18 or 19, something like that. But they both had big factors in the game, both made two big plays. John was involved with some key protections for us, you know, offensively to make some plays. So, obviously, they got to come out of it with some confidence, especially Jeff, you know, what he's been through to come back first game, make a big play. You know, hopefully that helps him going forward here.
Pocket awareness you talked about with Simeon, is that rare in your experience from a quarterback?
Well, it's hard to teach. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you see a lot of good quarterbacks that may not be 4'6", 4'7", quarterbacks speed-wise, but they're really good because they, when they move, they keep making plays. You know, their eyes stay up, and you'll see some real good athletes that can move, but they, you know, once they do move, you know, you can go get them because their eyes don't stay. So it's just something that's kind of natural, something that you do naturally. And he seems to have a knack for it. Hopefully we can hang on to it. And, you know, his confidence of where people are and those type of things give you a chance to extend plays.
Gary, yesterday we saw the running back slipping, Booker, CJ, yeah. Even Andy. Was that an equipment thing, a field condition?
I don't know. We talked about that. You know, we talked about shoes. We talked about that. That's our first time on turf this year playing. Yeah, we had a few things, cutback plays and things, plays that we normally make that we didn't make. So, yeah, it's something we've addressed.
The defensive guys that we talked to after the game say that Cincinnati kind of changed what they had been doing through the first two games. It seems like your guys are saying that after every game. Is that how you feel, that teams are changing?
I think it was obvious that they were trying to keep Vaughn and everybody off their quarterback. I mean, I think they threw the ball 8 times in the first half, if I'm right. It wasn't much. They were committed to the run, chipping us and doing those type of things. But yet at the end of the day, we get 4 sacks out of our 2 outside guys between Shane and Vaughn. So, Yeah, I think, you know, that was their plan going into it, but we hung in there, and the key was us coming back in the second half, stopping the run. If we don't stop it, we're probably in for a long day. So finally able to get that done.
A few more for the coach.
You talk about stopping the run. That first drive obviously didn't go well, but after that, you guys settled down. Was there an adjustment?
Yeah, we did. We struggled with the play. Like I said, after the game, they had a certain play that we struggled with. One of the things we've been giving up, too, that we got to address is we've been giving up some quarterback movement. You know, we play a lot of man, under. Quarterbacks get out on us. We got to be careful of that. We've given up a lot of third downs with quarterbacks taking off and running on us. So between that big play and Andy moving, that's where a lot of the yardage came from.
Is that where Vaughn's impact maybe isn't seen statistically, but teams have to almost game plan around stopping him that allows Shane or others to break out?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, Shane went against a really good tackle. He went against an all-pro tackle for the most part. But, no, the attention that's paid to Vaughn obviously helps everybody get to the quarterback, no doubt.
Sarah Anderson, seems like he has a knack for hitting people and the ball coming loose.
Yeah, Mike, he was our defense – I mean, excuse me, our special teams MVP. Actually played a little bit on defense, played a few plays for Reggie, but Zaire's becoming a better player. A lot of our young kids playing well. You know, Parks has a big play in the game. So, you know, Hireman, we talked about Hireman, so it's nice to see these young guys pitch in.
Last one, Artie.
Gary, you obviously had faith in Trevor when he won the quarterback job, but has your faith in him increased over this month as you've seen kind of turn him loose?
Yeah, I think you know, your confidence continues to grow, and I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about all of us. So as coaches, we see how he can handle things. You know, me, Napper, Rico, Clint, we're watching him prepare, and, you know, we watch how much information he's able. So we're getting a lot of comfort there and watching him keep up and handle the team and do those type of things. So with that, there's growth coming and obviously, you know, turning him loose in situations, you know, feeling better about his decision-making process and some of the things he's doing. So just got to keep going. Like I said, it's a step in the right direction yesterday.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Offense, we had two guys. We had Trevor and Emmanuel. And defense, we had Shane and Chris Harris. Okay. You have a good day.